Washcloth.
Mm-hmm. How about the thing you dry them with?
Drying cloth.
And the thing you wash your face with?
That's a wash rag or wash towel.
And the thing you dry yourself with?
Well, it's a, if it's a cloth, you call it a regular towel.
Mm-hmm.
And you have dish towels, hand towels, and then you have the elaborate towel, bath towel. Then you have some paper now that you hang over there and pull off and jerk off in pieces where it's been segregated.
Yeah.
And use that.
Yeah, those are nice. They're not very strong, but...
Depends on what kind you buy.
Oh, they'll do for little things. Not to dry yourself off with, though.
Well, there's some you can get that's...
Are they that strong?
Strong enough to dry yourself off.
Hmm.
That is, if you don't just soak yourself.
Yeah, okay. Well, not after you had a bath in a zinc tub, would you? All right, now you said a faucet on the sink. What would you call it if it were outside and you'd hook the hose up to it?
I still call it a faucet.
All right, suppose it's on some kind of a...
A spigot. It's known as a spigot.
Is that outside or inside?
Inside, and you could call it inside. Inside, you call it a faucet. Wait a minute now, there's another thing. Now think of it. I told you I was dotty. And a tap is one they call some of them.
Uh-huh. That's inside?
Yeah, all right. Turn on the tap over there and draw me some water.
Mm-hmm.
I go out there and let that spigot and turn the tap on and get me some bale of water.
Yeah. All right, and one other kind, if it's on some sort of a portable container, what would you call it then?
Spray?
Well, the thing that you turn on to get the liquid out.
I'd still call it a... you're thinking of hydrant?
Okay, if that's what you call it.
Well, I don't call it, for I don't have one of those things. I have one that you turn on and wait for the water to run long enough to get enough to bathe in.
Mm-hmm. All right. If it were so cold, if it was very cold last night and you had some sort of an outside pipe, it might do what?
Well, it depends on how you handle it.
Well, suppose
I've learned a little bit about that. You can partially wrap them, and 9 times out of 10, they'll freeze. Mm-hmm. But if you have what they call a hydrant or standpipe outside, if you just leave it be, for it's up in the air and it'll start freezing at the top and will freeze down and push your water back in the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't hardly ever have one to freeze and burst on you that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you let water drip through,
mm-hmm.
or you open it and let air get in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I have had personal experience with that because last year, about this time, there's an outdoor pipe in the top floor of the building where I work, and they didn't turn off the water, and it froze and it burst during the night, and the water dripped down the wall and did $2,000 worth of damage in my office. And so I have a very personal interest in that question right there.
Well, was there enough heat on in the building?
Well, it melted during the day. You know, it froze. And then it melted.
Well, it didn't have enough heat through the night.
I don't know exactly what it was that caused it. It's an outdoor pipe. There's a little garden up on top of the building.
Well, now let me tell you an experience I had with when I moved from the country where I live now. I built a house out there, and we called it the wash house.
Mm.
We didn't have an automatic washer. It didn't have electricity out on the farm when I first moved into Hale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I put in a little laundry heater out there, and had a washing machine, had water, you know, pipes in that.